HKX.
Monitoring.
We're CEF Mobile.
We're HKX. Good morning, Andrew.
You're in the truck already, huh?
Nope, I'm on my base station.
A difference, so either you had to be in your truck already, or both of them.
ICOM sound that much different?
Noticeable change when you move from your personal vehicle to your work truck, oh yeah.
Better or worse?
Probably say better, but I don't know if it's for any particular reason. I always assumed it was just either antenna positioning or something.
I mean, the ICOM 5100 is in the Excursion, and Kenwood's D17 is in the tool truck.
Alright, okay, I got it. So in the car, it sounds to me, I want to say it always sounded like either the volume was a little bit lower, and then when you get on the Kenwood, you're a lot louder then. I guess that's the best way I could describe it. So the Kenwood, yeah, that's the better sounding one once you get in the truck. And I always just assumed it was the antenna.
I don't know. It's probably the microphone. One's got a hotter mic than the other one.
So you're sitting at home at your desk just going, God, I don't know if I want to go in, or just fine, decide not to go and drink your coffee this morning?
I'm not going today. I'm staying here right now. I don't have a route to run on Friday. I'm cramming it into 4 days. But I've got to the point where I'm struggling to get to everybody every week. But I can't justify adding that fifth day. And then when fuel prices went up, I was like, I really can't now, because I was going to until all this happened.
I can see that. I mean, that makes sense. When you drive 4 days, it's one less trip down the mountain and back up. I mean, if you can fit it in the 4 days, I can get that. I definitely always save fuel going back and forth to work when I work 4 days versus what I'm scheduled for now.
If I drive down there for a half a day's work or a whole day's work, I'm going to spend just as much on fuel. And it's just hard to justify that.
I understand that, especially now, the price of fuel.
This morning.
Look, I don't really want to half the time.
Get to tell you again, I believe your Pelican stuff is here.
We'll have to figure it out one day, and either I can meet you in Greenville or something if you're still running errands. We can figure it out, or we can meet on the weekend.
Get it to you. I just want to let you know it's here. I've been meaning to tell you all week and keep forgetting.
It's not like I get a ton of time in the truck once I finish my trip, and then I got to usually jump out and go in the plant, which I hate doing now.
Well, you're like me, though. You like to get there early so you don't just rush right when you get there. I like to kind of ease into things a little bit.
A lot of that, and I like to be prepared for the meeting. I don't like to go in and kind of shoot from the cuff or stare at my boss man blankly when he's asking me why, you know, the dash got out damaged, you know, something like that. It's those kind of things that I got to explain, and I don't like to not know what I'm talking about.
I know what you mean.
Hey, why all those were on back order? Was it just materials or supplier or what?
You mean that list I sent you last night? They're having a hard time getting the blanks to make it out of, which means steel's getting hard to get.
Is that due to the situation in Europe right now?
Give a reason for it. It just, that's all it said.
$4.29 for regular and $5.39 for diesel. Great. But yeah, so for us, we're not directly affected by any of it. But the fear is that some of the tier two or three suppliers, so the ones that supply the other suppliers, will are going to be affected by it. And I think they're trying to make plans now, because a lot of times you get another source or another supplier in the system, it takes time.
You're working with two other suppliers trying to get things going for the castings they need to make those pieces. But you'll see some product in July, but they're not expecting to be fully recovered until 2023. But with everything going on, that's not going to happen either.
And, you know, if somebody's got a job to do, they can't wait for sockets and stuff like that to be on back order, because they got to have them.
I mean, that's just the way it is. It's not like these are uncommon pieces that you use. These are everyday pieces that we use.
Gonna hurt the mechanics and everybody else that needs them.
But I don't know what the answer is. Really, there's nothing I can do about it other than try to source a different brand of socket, and that's not going to be good for me in the long run either.
I can understand that, and I don't know. If you do that, I'm sure you'd buy cheap stuff, but I mean, unless Macco just uses a total different supplier, I can't imagine it's not going to affect everybody at some point.
Well, the one good thing about this is that is our premium line of sockets. That's U.S. built stuff. That's not import stuff. Right now, it's saying that we can still get our import sockets, our value line, or house brand socket, which will kind of work for this right now. So, but that's going to be, who's going to suffer the blunt of the cost of that is me. Macco won't help me. But if I don't take care of the customer and just give them this replacement and then take care of the other one when it comes in, I'm going to lose a customer over it.
Understand that. Ain't no good. Nothing good is coming out of any of this, either between COVID and now this. One thing after the other. That's the downside. KO4CEF.
KSW Mobile. How are you?
Dang, you're up on the base and you ain't got to work.
Still awake at this time of day. That's the problem.
I went to sleep last night, but some text woke me up.
I didn't know if you'd have your phone on or not, and when I sent it, I was like, oh, that's too late for Ken.
Yeah, it's okay. Ain't no problem. But yeah, we're having issues out there at work too. We had three or four orders we couldn't fill last week, and some this week, because we just don't have the raw materials. Starting to short ship people because we just don't have enough.
Yeah, and that's what's happening to some of our German colleagues are in that boat. And I think one of them is the wiring harness. And you can't just have somebody just build another one. I mean, they got to be built a certain way. Everything's got to be set to length, so they usually have like these boards and stuff that, you know, they use to help design it. If they don't have that, they can't build it.
It's going to get a whole lot worse before it ever starts to get better.
If Patrick can't sleep in, I will be sleeping in tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be raining tomorrow up here and cold, so it'll be a good day to just pile up under them covers and stay there.
Asheville's supposed to be getting some wintry weather of some sort.
Going for a 50% chance of winter mix up here tomorrow. And supposed to be down in low teens in the morning.
I think the daughter was supposed to get 10 inches this weekend.
If normally, if we thought we were going to get some snow, we'd take off on the road. But I don't think I'll be doing it this weekend.
Watch to go see the snow.
does snow, it won't mount to much up here. The ground still is too warm now.
Fishing tournament this weekend.
Reporting it's going to be windy.
Day to fish.
Stay at home.
I'll make it more challenging.
For HGX. Gentlemen, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab me a drink.
Howdy, Ken.
Happy Friday. You been still walking the dog when you get home?
Not with it threatening to rain every day.
Weeds won in yesterday when I got home.
This week will be a little bit nicer. Get out and start walking the dog again. But it was actually, you know, when you do stuff like that, you already feel better just because you're doing it. And then you take a couple days off. I just don't want to get where I don't do it again because we had it going for a couple days and then it started raining.
Lighter. You know, next week when we get off, so that'll help.
Mattress shopping this weekend. I don't know where to go yet or what kind of mattress to buy.
You learn choices out there. It ain't even funny. I think we got one of them for our one of the bedrooms. There is a mattress store right there by the Target in Greer. That's where we went.
For HKX, I'm back.
An old Sleep Number mattress, but yeah, I guess the newer ones might be a little bit better, but my number is 100, so that's as hard as it gets, so I might as well just switch over to something different.
You're looking at like the Sleep Number.
Say their number is 30 or 40, I don't know how they do it.
And we thought about ordering like a purple mattress and have it delivered, but I want to go back to a queen size bed, not a king, and so it needs box springs and everything else. Jump for the weekend?
For Sam's tomorrow morning, but other than that, that's about it. Go to Sam's Wholesale.
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to put that darn lawnmower back together.
Ken's going to be down at the Home Depot or Lowe's buying him a new lawnmower.
Susan's been threatening to get me one. It's like, man, they're just too darn high in that. My push mower still works good. Probably keep me in shape, right?
Well, you ain't going to be able to afford to buy gas to put in it, so I don't know what you're going to do.
I heard that'll be on one of those Ryobi electric ones, right?
Solar panels and charge your mower before you can cut your grass.
That's funny.
Get one of them old style little rotary scissor mowers, you know what I mean, and just push it around, and then that way you get your exercise, you don't have to worry about no battery and no gas. Privilege of using one of those mowers.
I had one of those when I was younger. They're about, what, 15 inches wide or so, and they just, those rotating blades as you push it along. Yeah, that was always interesting.
There'd be something unsafe about those blades just rolling around, right?
Not unsafe about it, but like you say, it doesn't cost anything to get it going, other than a little manpower.
They let the grass get tall, though.
Pain in the butt.
Get an old sling blade. Had to use many of those, too. Cutting a grass or a bank with one of those.
Been there, done that.
Get a few scars on your shin from that.
In the parking lot. I'm hoping I can leave early today. Not have to stay all day.
Want some dedication.
Company man.
Me pulling in the parking lot. Don't include me having to work till 5:40.
If you're having to work at 5:40.
I try, so if the run stops at 5:40, I try to be at the clock by 5:35. That way, I'm close enough to the plant, I can be in the truck before everybody else gets out, and if I'm technically needed, I can turn around and walk back in the plant, take care of something if I have to.
And get the pole position at the time clock.
You get that the pole position, like you say.
The associates, otherwise, once they start coming out and the traffic is pain in the butt.
One job one time, and 5,000 people get off at the same time, and a one-lane or a two-lane road coming out of the place.
At DuPont, you had a whole shift getting off at the same time, trying to get out a little two-lane road. Yeah, it was not good. And then you got people coming in, too.
Heard of that, because you got both plants getting off at 5:40. And, you know, most people, if they come down 101, I mean, it's a pain. So if you can't get out before 5:40, you might as well just sit at your desk till about 6 o'clock and keep on working.
Pay how much gas is over here at Highway 80. All they got is the $4, and they just left all the others blank.
$4.39, is that what I said, Patrick? I don't remember now. For regular.
Coupled with you.
I don't remember how much it was. It was four something, $4.39 for regular unleaded. Went on some stations I passed.
Over here at $3.99.
Said, I think it was $4.29 or $4.39 one. I couldn't remember.
What a huge swing in price between one gas station to the next.
Price gouging there, that's for sure. KN4 TFW.
Price gouging. Yeah, I'm with you, Ken. No price gouging going on there.
So, the gas station I was looking at this morning for $4 and something is 5 miles on the interstate between that and the exit I get off at. And the one I got off yesterday, I think it was $3.99. So, 40 cents difference between the two gas stations. That's a bit ridiculous.
That for a while on diesel prices, you know, much cheaper on the Berea side of town than they are over in Greer and Taylor's area. I mean, you're talking 30, 40 cents a day, and that was before any of this started.
Hey, there in Taylor's, they were 30 cents different, and they're right across the street from each other.
Article or not, but they were talking about possibly dropping the fuel tax. Either that don't equate to more than a couple cents. I know it's a savings, but I don't know that it really does a whole lot.
You said in Kentucky they dropped it. They dropped your, I think your car taxes and letting the state tax, taking a couple of cents off of the state tax on everything. And they've been trying to do a few things. I think right here it makes like an 18 cent difference.
Probably makes more than that, Ken. Remember, they got that tax where they've been adding 2 cents a year for the last couple of years, bringing gas prices up, which equates to, you know, they're adding 20 cents at a time to it. But I heard on the radio that they're talking about giving $300 a month fuel vouchers yesterday. The federal government is.
I don't get it. How can we afford as a company or country to give everybody $300 fuel vouchers? I mean, I don't understand that.
Broke.
Job of it.
God, it just seems like we can't get out of one crisis before we get back in the other one.
Distracted for some reason, right? KN4 TFW.
Here's the next problem. Fuel prices are going up, and we're cutting off suppliers of oil. What about the shortage that's coming that nobody's thinking about?
At some point, I mean, because without, I don't know. I can't remember how reliant we are on the Russian oil, but, you know, the Saudis and Venezuela, they're tight knit with Russia too. So, shoot, they might cut us off. I don't know how much we get from Venezuela anymore, but still, it's a potential there.
Trump era that we were exporting and we weren't importing any.
The world leader in exports of oil, and we still are, but it's such a small margin. It's not doing any good, is what I've been listening to. That's what I've been hearing on a couple different places. So, I don't know.
Situation. And I get online and I, you know, you try to get information. Like, I was just trying, I try not to read it all day long, but then I get online and you just want to know, like, you know, how's it going? How's the war going? But that information is really not there. You don't know much about it at all.
That I see just don't look right, you know, especially like, you know, all the tanks congregated in one spot. Really? That doesn't even make any military sense at all.
And they are intentionally not giving you the information to make an informed decision.
Video yesterday, it was, I guess, a Ukrainian soldier or something, and he was saying that the Russia's fighting like it's 1940-something, like with their tank columns and stuff, and they're basically using guerrilla warfare tactics against them, which I would too. I mean, you know, I get that. It's just, it is crazy, but I don't know. It's far from over. I think Russia was a, not Russia, Ukraine was a major supplier of, what, wheat or something like that for Europe?
And the oil situation, they wouldn't even take the president's phone call the other day when they tried to talk to him. But they would talk to the Russian Putin. So what does that tell you?
All right, gentlemen, it's about that time. So I'm going to head on in here and start getting ready, make sure I got all my ducks in a row for the meeting. So y'all be safe out there this morning. Patrick, you and, well, not y'all, Ken. Patrick, you enjoy your day at home, and hopefully we'll holler at y'all later this evening. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a good day, and I'll be thinking about you.
You enjoy the day and look forward to that weekend, KN4GFW. You put sanctions against us, there ain't no telling what most of the countries, if they follow suit with them, and man, we'd be so screwed because you get, you know, half of your stuff from all the other countries.
That's one of the things they were talking about, is how the countries are not responding to what we're saying. The fact that the countries aren't answering the phone calls from us, they aren't doing what we ask them to do. They tried to throw Poland under the bus for starting World War III, and Poland basically said, oh no, we didn't say that we're going to give our, you know, the Ukrainian fighter jets. If you want to give them to them, then you can take off from our airport, but you're going to put American planes, American pilots in it. We're not doing it.
Let's stay here. Hang on. KN4GFW. All right. KN4GFW.
4HK. All right. We'll be safe out there.
And he was in a hurry to get to the lake. Before I got off of 29, he shot around me and pulled in front of me and then got on the, you know, the exit to get up onto the interstate. Then he pulled in front of some cars, you know, dragging his boat behind him and that. And it's like, man, he ain't ever going to make it to the lake.
People anymore, and I don't care where you're at, it seems to be worse down there because we spend so much time down there anymore. But anywhere you go, people are driving like just there's nobody on the road. They don't care about anybody but themselves. I mean, just the blatant disregard for all the rules on the road, everything.
Way worse than when we were growing up.
The fact that there's no consequences for their actions is the biggest thing, I believe.
You're going to do is slap them on the hand.
And then go on and then do it again. There's no real consequences for anything that there's going on.
Get my license. I continue to drive anyway, and then all you do is just keep finding me. You know, if you threw them in jail for a year, then they think about it.
Could you imagine the size of the prison you'd have to have?
I think it'd be nice.
I can't tell you how many of the people I see every day or every week have the radio tracking collars around their ankles.
When I was working down there in Piedmont, there's a company made those canoes what was it called, Confluence or whatever. I think about half the people that worked there had those.
For HKX. So is Miss Susan working this weekend, or is she off, or?
I work this weekend, days. Next weekend, she's got a, I think next Saturday, she's got to work Saturday night and then fill in for somebody. And then I think the next weekend, she's off.
Around the house by yourself in the lawnmower, huh?
Gonna blow up the tires and then push it from the backyard to into the garage so I can work on it. And then, but I should be able to put it back together. And it was stupid of me because for taking it apart, because the only thing that was really wrong with it was the flywheel key. But I just didn't see how it could be that.
Flywheel gets off, it messes the timing up, and it doesn't fire at the moment it's supposed to.
As it would fire off and run, you know, for a set, it'd run for a few minutes, then once it got warm, then it'd be all messed up, and it'd quit, and then if you let it cool off, it'd fire right back up. So I didn't think it was that.
Well, that's the last thing you would think about, but it's the metal expanding and contracting where it goes around the crankshaft that does it. And I had a little Ranger do that to me years ago. It had, I think this little Ranger on a 2.3, it had like 500,000 miles on it. And the keyway in the crank pulley had wallered out so much that it was allowing the exciter tab to be in a different timing spot and would cause drivability issues intermittently. You talk about fun to find. Now, it took me a while to find that one.
Ford said 302, and for whatever reason, it was mad about jumping time. And you crank it up one time, and it, you know, the tailpipe should be, you know, clear and white and everything, and then you fire it up the next time, and then it all turned black and everything. It just was, it would run good and it'd run bad. It never did figure it out. I finally got rid of that thing.
That's how you solve the problem. Let somebody else have it.
Time we were just married, and then we were moving from Louisiana, and I had the truck all loaded down. I had an old Nova that we were pulling behind the truck and everything, and it, the wife was driving, and it jumped time. And I just cleared out the front driver's seat in the Nova, and that fired it off, pushed the truck up over the hill into a parking lot.
Some Beverly Hillbillies going on coming up the mountain, huh?
Anyway, I got it out in the middle of the 6-lane highway in the middle of the night.
I've done some crazy things in my lifetime, too, so don't worry. That's why I'm laughing at you, because I'm thinking about all the stupid stuff I've had to do.
Stupid ones, and after I got done, it's like, man, that could have been disastrous if it didn't work out like I drawled it out on paper.
That I've made it to where I'm at with some of the crazy things we've done and just trying to survive. I'm not talking about just out playing. I'm just talking about trying to survive, getting wood and bringing wood in and this, that, and the other, you know, just trying to get the stuff I need to stay warm and eat.
The Mississippi, old mill house, no insulation, only heat to fireplace. And it's like, dang it. I could cut firewood as much as I could on the weekend, and then we'd burn it up during the week. And then I'd cut, every weekend I was cutting firewood, rain or shine.
Well, that's the house that I grew up in, or houses I grew up in, because we never had any money. We actually lived in a tent for a while, one summer, for about 6-8 months, because we didn't have a house. They didn't have no insulation in them. You could see through the floorboards. You know, I was just cutting firewood and the things you had to do to bring it home, the old truck. No matter what we done, you had to work on it to get it home. And here I am. I try to kill it because I only want to do it in one trip instead of two or three. And I'm packing this thing full. I've got wood racked up over the cab and all the way to the back. And you're just whatever I could do to get it on there.
Tough old times make you really appreciate what you got now, and you got a lot more respect for it. KN4 TFW.
KN4 WWZ, good morning.
Ben Chandler, KO4 HGATS.
Good morning, Chandler, KN4 TFW.
I'm going to keep driving, I'll listen in, and I'll drag gas in, and I'll get where I'm going.
Times definitely make you appreciate what you have now, and that's why I get so aggravated when these guys get on the truck. Oh, it must be nice to have all this stuff. Yeah, that's because I've earned it. I've worked for it.
What you got, but they don't want to put in what it takes to get there. They just want it for free.
True. I tell them, well, if you, you know, drop a few six-packs and actually work a second job, you might actually have money to get ahead in life.
She was doing really good working for Amazon from home and that, you know, and she got enough money to buy them a car and everything, and that, now she decided, oh, I don't want to do this, and she let the boyfriend work, and that he's about as reliable as a flat tire. Matter of fact, the other day yesterday he got laid off because the place where he was working, they make like shoes and, you know, high dollar shoots like Timberland and stuff like that, and people just ain't buying it, so they had to lay some people off. But he's got him another job now, making some kind of gaskets or something, but he always tries so hard that he gets himself hurt.
He's trying too hard, or he's just, that's who he is.
Somebody from the very bottom of the barrel, you know, and it's not the brightest crayons. You know, they got one car, a little Mitsubishi, probably got about a three-cylinder in it, and he drives it like it's a Formula One car, and that wears out the tires and already wore out the brakes and that. And it's like, man, you're not going to go further than he's driving. You're not saving anything. What, 5 minutes maybe?
How old is he?
38, so he's got to be... Got to be, you know, at least like around there somewhere.
Well, I mean, that's what goes back to what we were talking about earlier. People just don't have any respect for the rules or anything anymore driving. So, back to the same thing. I mean, just common sense. Take care of what you have, just like I'm dealing with now. With all these sockets and things I can't get, this is our American-made stuff. You're not taking care of it. You're just saying, oh, it's got a lifetime warranty. I'll get me another one. Well, you're going to be in a pinch now because you can't get another one.
Right about that. He's on their finances. You know, he doesn't make near the money she did from Amazon. And then he's got a kid down here that he's got to pay child support on, so they just garnish it right out of his check. So that makes it even shorter. Now she's freaking out, watching all the news and everything, thinking she needs to, you know, do a garden and do this and do that and everything, and spending up all of her money.
For HGX. Now, this is the daughter that lives in Kentucky, if I'm understanding correct.
Yeah, roger that. My stepdaughter. KN4 TFW.
Let me ask you, do they even know how to grow a garden? That's what's going to be interesting, is watching people try to learn the skills they need to take care of themselves and live again. That's going to be interesting.
You know, she started thinking about, you know, communications and everything finally. And she got her like a shortwave radio, so, you know, that... something that you can charge up and everything and that, but she ain't picked up anything on it yet, and I don't quite understand it, because the BBC is broadcasting, you know, pretty good and that, because I see all the posts on Facebook and that, but she hadn't picked up anything on it yet, and I don't understand what the deal is.
BBC had quit broadcasting to the U.S. they had just recently restarted it where they could broadcast into Ukraine because they quit doing it over there.
The shortwave stations out there, and because I mean I see them all the time. The only problem is they're not always on the same frequency. They move around a lot.
KO4WWZ, comment. Talk about, you know, shortwave radio stations. It gets me thinking about my history lessons in school about the civil defense tunnel grid system. Y'all remember that? It was kind of like the emergency broadcast system we got now that comes over the TV whenever there's like a tornado warning. Well, instead of it doing three duck float beats, it's going to do tone registers and beep, stuff like that. But back in the 60s, Conrad was the emergency alert system. And in the event of a nuclear emergency, President Kennedy would operate the Conrad, and they'd have radio stations in the AM band. But if all the other radio stations stopped working because of an attack, those stations could stay on the air. Those were what they called civil defense radio stations.
I remember that girl in my history lesson either, Ken.
All right, y'all keep talking. I'm still driving.
Any shortwave stations on your HF rig, Patrick?
No, to be honest with you, the only thing I've heard on there like that is the religious stations. I haven't heard any shortwave stations.
One day I just scrolled through some of the bands, or there's one on 40 meters that gets in the way sometimes, and I finally tuned it in. It was like a Oriental station.
I've heard that one, but I don't know. I don't know what they are. But, man, they got some, they're putting out some power, though. I can tell you that much.
Not bad. I think, see, my little hum is back right now.
Yeah, your static is picking up on this end, too. Your white noise.
I'm parked at, I guess. Some of it just started happening when I'm down here at the plant. So, if I'm going to say 73 to you and Chandler and that, you guys have an awesome day. And stay safe, and I'll try to catch you guys this evening. KN4, KFW.
Ken, have a good day, and try to be a productive day. KO4 HGX.
73, Patrick. KN4 KFW, KO4 WWZ. Have a good one.
Chandler, you be safe going to ride the bus. Make sure everybody gets where they're supposed to be going. And I'll talk to you later. KO4 HGX, and I'll be clear for a while.